It was late on a summer afternoon. I was out back of our getaway cottage, painting the siding, when I heard a chuffing noise and heavy hoofbeats across the barbed wire fence. Bordering our property on one side is a pasture where horses graze, and I assumed one of them had come close to the fence to check me out. I turned to look. It wasn't a horse, it was a very large deer, approaching the fence unafraid, a big, bright-eyed doe. Suddenly, from a standstill, she leaped the fence and landed in our yard, not a dozen yards from me. She watched me intently, head lowered, then gradually walked closer, careful to stay in the shadow of the tree line across the back of our yard. All at once, she pawed the ground hard with her hoof, shook her head, made that chuffing sound again, this time louder, shaking her head back and forth, and emphasizing each shuff with a hard stamp of her hoof. I thought she was going to charge me, that there was something seriously wrong with this animal. Carefully, I made my way around the side of the cottage and inside. There I told my wife, Jill, what I'd seen, and we went back out together, sure that by now the deer would be gone. But she wasn't. She was standing her ground, and stomped and chuffed some more when she spotted us. By now she had moved to the far right of the tree line. Way off to the left now, we heard another, smaller animal running through the underbrush away from us. The big doe waited a couple of minutes, then backed off slowly. Well inside the trees, she turned and trotted down the path that leads deep into the woods. Every so many steps, she turned and eyed us, as if to say, "Don't even think about it." We were baffled by the episode. Such an aggressive deer, so unafraid to approach humans, in a place that every fall is swarming with hunters. Until Jill did some research and learned that a doe will cache her fawn in a brushy hide while she browses for food. The fawn will stay put until the mother returns. And if the fawn is threatened, the mother deer will put herself between the fawn and the danger, chuffing and stomping to distract the predator and thus signaling the fawn to make a run for cover. Sure enough, when we investigated, there just inside the tree line was a hidden swale where the brush had been tamped down into a bed. We always tend to make every story about ourselves, but this one wasn't about me or even about what has become known in family lore as the stomping deer. This was about saving a fawn, cowering, invisible, waiting for its mother to come back and find it. How reflexively we misunderstand the natural world. It is not all red and tooth and claw. Sometimes a wild creature shows a fierce, protective gentleness toward the vulnerable and helpless that we, in our hubris, would call humane.